The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What's up, fellow addicts? This is Shannon, the producer of The SDR Show. For this episode, we are all hanging out in Big J Oakerson's hotel room at Just for Laughs Montreal. Joining Big J Oakerson and Ralph Sutton is our comedians Robert Kelly and Josh Adam Myers, also podcast hosts. They discuss their experience at the festival so far this year, as well as some crazy sex club and strip club stories. Robert Kelly gives some pretty good masturbation advice. They talk about plastic surgeries that have been done and maybe that they want to have done, and so much more. It's a really fun hang, and I think you'll really enjoy this episode. Remember, we do the show live every single Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's where you can watch it live for free. The best way to support the show, though, is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code SDR. That will give you a one-week trial to every single episode of The SDR Show we've ever done, as well as every episode of every show on the Gas Digital Network. If you've been thinking about joining for a while, the prices for a subscription are about to go up in September. So now is the time to use your trial and sign up to gasdigitalnetwork.com. And that's it. Now here it is, the Montreal Just for Laughs episode with Robert Kelly and Josh Adam Myers episode of The SDR Show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. This is a hit show. Show me a tit show. Please, someone walk the hole. It's weed, I beat, it's hookers and blow. It's art, it's far, you need to know. The SDR Show. Let's go.
The SDR Show, sex, drugs, and rock and roll show. I am Ralph Sutton. We are in Big J's hotel room.
Finally.
After 7 years, we're finally going to fuck each other. And Christine's dying behind me.
True that.
You can cough louder.
I don't know why you would want to do weed if that you have to cough like that, like you have leukemia.
It's
like
been so long, Bobby calls it doing weed.
Holiday. Are you high or do you have mesothelioma?
Wow.
Bobby, you're completely sober for how long, by the way?
36 years.
And was your drug of choice drinking or weed or what?
It was everything. But everything. I did like weed, but I smoked weed when it was just fucking, they grow it, hang it upside down in a closet, and then you'd smoke it.
You pull stems and seeds out.
Yeah, it's not. What you guys are smoking is pretty epic. So.
It is. Yeah, it would fuck your shit up probably. Someone who's never smoked weed in years like that, it would be.
I just got the toilet flushed.
Did you get Christine's turds going down the toilet?
We had big breakfast today.
Really screaming no? No! Christine was just yelling about her hatred of trans, but she doesn't have a microphone. It's okay.
It's okay. I mean, I think people that know Christine know she hates trans people.
Yeah, it's her one thing.
That's her, well, obviously.
She said the trans have had it too good for too long.
The two things I've learned is that she hates trans and there's better audio equipment than that piece.
There is.
Yeah, what is the better audio equipment? You just kept saying that over and over.
So the reason, I mean, first of all, you, by the way, are the reason why so many podcasts exist, because Lewis started on your show originally, right?
Yes.
In a way, which I said this on...
Well, Bobby also networked first.
Right, but also when I did your show or you did SDR years ago, that gas wouldn't have existed because that's how Lewis and I technically met, through Big J, but through that.
Yep.
And you've always been someone that pushed technology.
Yes.
Right? And so there is light years more better quality.
I think that's why when you said that over and over, and you, it annoyed me because you weren't giving me...
Because your camera quality on your show is phenomenal.
I'm the king of Zoom. You know? Yes.
Right. So and it comes from having, and people think it's like, oh, you need a more high definition camera. It's not that. It's a lens,
lighting, right. And gear.
Lighting's huge.
Right. Lighting's
very big.
So there, this is called the Rodecaster, which is just for.
I have one.
Right. So the new one by Zoom.
Yeah.
A allows 6 mics instead of 4.
Ooh.
Can run off batteries, which that cannot.
Ooh.
Right? And allows for about 6 banks of sound effects. And so you could save for different shows.
Ooh.
And so it has a lot.
Great. So I don't have to keep going.
This is right up in it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yes. But you're a techie guy, so what the fuck?
I know, I love that. There's something called
a ULive Pro.
Ooh, what's that?
Which is unbelievable. It is a unit that's about the size of like a small iPad, right? And it allows three camera multi-switching. It works on cellular, Wi-Fi, or direct connect Ethernet. You can switch cameras, lower thirds, titling, everything, all wireless. You don't need fucking anything else. It's wild.
I want one for
Christmas. I am buying that
it's
now.
It's fucking wild.
And get him one for Christmas, Ralph.
It took me a month of research. I'll buy you all one.
I mean, I started this whole fucking
you
thing.
Did. You should own
I deserve a UFI 4. Yeah. What's it called?
I learned to follow Bobby's tech interests instead of, I spent the first probably decade laughing at them at, where's this going to go? I thought Bobby was buying, because you would. Sometimes you, and we all have done that mistake, when you buy the fad thing that's like big, and then you realize how dumb it is.
I remember he had the fucking ridiculous website where he walked out on the screen. I was like, hey, everybody.
That's great. Love that. But that was, again, God. When he showed it to me, I was like, this must be a bazillion dollars. And then the other one, but how about everybody got the Zoom recorder was good. Remember Zune? Yeah. Zune came and went. If really the iPod kind of came and went pretty quick. But Bobby was the first person I know. He got the iPhone 1.
Oh,
and when he came over to the cellar with it one day, he's trying to show me, am I disbelief in like this being anything? And he goes, dude, I don't even have to get newspapers anymore. And you go, New York Times. You type it in, it came up on the thing. And I go, how are you going to read that on your phone? It's so small. And then he made it bigger with his fingers. And I was like, all right. All right, George Jetson.
Well, I did that with the iPad. When the iPad came out, I got one of those. And I remember O&A were like, it's just a bigger iPhone. Yeah, exactly, fucking assholes. That's awesome.
Never got into an iPad ever.
Because I had, before the iPhone, there was a Palm phone. Those predated iPhones.
Oh, yeah.
Look shit up on the internet and stuff. And I had one of the big arguments about how useless and stupid it was.
Palm Pilot?
Palm Pilot phone, yeah.
Love them.
Yeah.
Used to play...
with the stylus.
Drug Wars? Yeah. What was it called?
There was so...
Mafia.
That was on a wasn't that on a calculator?
It was a little bit... It was bulky. It was ridiculous, you know, but... I used to do really illegal shit, as we've talked about. I was warned by the FBI.
Oh, Hacker Ralph? Back in your hacking days?
Nobody had passwords on their Bluetooth back then.
He glazes over it.
He brought a computer to my house once, and I was paranoid. I unplugged it as soon as he left, because he hooked it up to my TV to get free stuff.
I still use that thing to this day.
But he's a hacker. I'm like, oh, this cocksucker's in my life.
He's watching you and your wife sleep.
Fuck, exactly.
To this day, I still use it. I get every free service to this day. Yeah.
Man, I haven't seen Christine in a week at least now, and I swore we were going to fuck last night, and we chose McDonald's.
Yeah, we went a little heavy on the McNuggets. Over fuck.
You got McDonald's late last night? Yeah. How was the thing last night?
It was good, Bobby. We missed you there. Remember you were going to get a cigar and come back? How dare you?
Dude, I went to my room and put my CPAP on and was like...
Oh, you breathe for the first time of the day?
I was up later last night.
Oh, God, my lungs.
Dude, that CPAP was magic, dude.
I gotta do a night with one.
Can I borrow yours for one night to see if I have it?
You can't.
Oh, that sounds
horrible. You animal.
You'd get sick, and you need it to be calibrated to what your thing is. If it's too much air, you'll fucking explode your head. I swear to God, you
Josh dies from CPAPing.
Overdose on air.
Have that problem? You have sleep apnea or no?
Oh, dude, I probably die 30 times a night. I wake up 15 for sure.
I don't think I've woken up with a well-rested in years. I wake up more tired.
I slept through the night. I went to bed, woke up this morning at 7:30 like this, and I just got up. Get up.
You go for a 4-mile walk and buy a kayak and walk back with that?
I bought a kayak yesterday.
Did you really?
Right. Yes.
Here?
Yeah, up at the Eaton Center. I walked back with it on my back. It was in a backpack.
You'd probably love Bobby's side life over here. He's tiny house in upstate.
Are you near here?
3.5 hours away in the White Mountains in New Hampshire. I bought 2.5 acres and then I put a tiny house on it.
Did you do one of those foldable kayak things? Is that what you bought?
No, I got a blow up one.
A blow one. Yeah, my brother's really into that in Miami. He loves doing that.
Ralph, why don't you tiny house? It's where you can kill all the young foreign girls you bring into your life.
It's so uncomfortable. That Shannon made fun of me here because every car we're getting into, the plane, I'm just too fucking big for everything. My bad back, it's horrible.
Dude, Ralph in a tiny house would be pretty fucking funny.
Too big for everything. Yeah,
big man, tiny house. There's the to TLC channel show.
He would kill the second floor. Either. He would just bury him up to the neck and take your larynx out. And be like, no preservatives. Remember that movie?
Motel Hell. You're going to be like Herman Munch. Ralph's going to smash out of the front door every day.
You know, not to change time, but that new trailer looks terrible. I think that movie looks awful.
I didn't see the trailer. I just saw, like, it was just a visuals one.
Yeah, I just hated it. I don't know who's going after. It looks awful.
It's getting shit on online.
Yeah, it just looks terrible. I had high hopes for it, but it looks awful.
You had high hopes for the Munsters movie?
Rob Zombie shit. I thought maybe he would do something dark.
He's made some garbage
movies. He's made a lot of garbage
posts.
What has
he made that's good? Name one.
Devil's Rejects.
Devil's Rejects is good. The House of a Thousand Corpses is good.
Okay, two.
I like that. But besides that, his Halloween, okay at best. Lords of Salem, garbage.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, it's really it. He really hasn't had, like, and 31 was bad.
Did he do the? He did the Nightmare on Elm Street. Was that him also?
No.
And he's like Clint Eastwood. I was just to put that his wife, that blonde chick, in it.
She's in everything.
And she has everything. Been aging recently. She went from super hot to something like
super hot.
Devil's Rejects. She was really fucking hot.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. Yeah,
she really that's 20 years ago.
Yeah,
21 years ago.
Back when Chris Hardwick was still not canceled.
Is he? He's not canceled anymore.
Kind of did.
He just did the Comic Con,
dude. And he's back on the Walking Dead after the show.
Yeah, that's what I say. He's at Comic Con introducing all that stuff.
He's uncanceled, dude. That chick was a lunatic.
Okay.
Is Chris D'Elia back to being uncanceled?
Yeah, he's uncanceled too. He's done.
No, he's
like I said. No, not yet.
No,
dude, he's back full flux.
Yeah,
he goes, wait, what? He goes, he's still canceled. He goes, no.
Nah, man. He really
full flux cancellation.
Who has come back from the biggest cancel?
Louis!
Is Louis back? Not really.
No, he's had a hard
movie.
Yeah, but
he's
just,
back.
He's back.
He's not back to what
world.
He was, but he's back to working. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't think D'Elia will ever be able to be where he was because he was like on the skyrocket, like, to be a big movie star. I mean, when they cut you out of a movie and replace you with Tig Notaro, I mean,
I could believe him, though, more than I could believe Chris Rock. I don't know why it's affected me so much. Chris Rock would have to sock me in the face for me to start laughing at this comedy again.
Why are you so, is it just because he hasn't said anything about the getting punched?
I don't know, man. The complete laydown of it is bizarre to me.
It is weird.
What do you mean?
He hasn't said a thing on stage about
it. No, yeah, he says...
It says like
the most minor little things, almost like he's not talking about it, is almost what he's saying. In that night, I just hope to God that I would have handled it far more irrationally than he did to save your state of grace. I tell you, Howard Stern said this at one point, and since he said it, I've noticed it just happens to be like true for me that I can't see him now and be like, how can you have the chest out swagger that even if you're being self-deprecating, there's something about like owning the room. And I don't know when I see him now, when I see him now, I'm kind of like, this guy could be punched with no reciprocation at any moment.
So you're saying in the moment you would have rather seen him do something.
Oh my God.
He should have said something.
At least a scathing.
But he did say something. He made three jokes.
It's a G.I. Jane joke at that. Then you should have come back and talked about his bald. You hope it's cancer, you fucking bald cunt.
Well, you don't think there's anything to be said.
He did that. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
I don't mean to cut the host off.
No, that's fine.
No, please.
I apologize. You're very tall. just that he's crossing his legs and I got this big sack right in front of me.
Sorry.
I know, dude. I felt his sack earlier. He's got a seam like he was sewn up with yarn.
Oh, hell was that?
He's got a raggedy Andy seam.
I was put together by parts. You know that, Jay? I was put together by parts.
Ralph, yeah, it's his Frankenstein scar. They didn't do it up here. He's got it right up the ball bag.
He's got bolts on the side of his dick. I think now I'm always thinking about his cock and balls. It's all
Chris Rock.
If he did anything other than what he'd done, if he had said fuck you or fuck your wife or did any comic shit, he would have been a canceled too. He fucking ate it one out of one reason. That's his fear of his life came true. He got bullied again, right? He's the motherfucker. He has all these bodyguards. He walks in, what's up? Everybody respects him. And then somebody came up, and it was a black dude who he likes, right? It came up, whacked him, you mother bitch, shut the fuck up. And then bitched him out again. Keep my wife, shut the fuck up, bitch. That's all he's saying. And he shut the fuck up. He clammed up. He got scared, nervous, and if he didn't know what to do. He tried to make jokes, didn't know what the fuck to do.
Should have zung the fucking microphone at the back of his head.
You don't think there's any part of him that's thought, I want to keep this together because it's the fucking Oscars.
Yeah, that was in his head.
Probably.
Too, like, I mean, I think that's not, why I had a little bit of respect.
You're not supposed to say that.
After the fact,
I don't.
He should have shit on
I him. Didn't lose respect for respect after. For him as a human being is the wrong thing. He handled it the way he chose to handle it. I'm saying the effect it's had on like me as a viewer that has been said that their concern is going to be about this is just that. When I watch him, I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, again, if so you did
the
if
photo
you,
of him with the, holding the goat, that,
that's ridiculous.
That didn't make you.
It didn't bring me back.
No, it didn't bring,
it didn't bring me back. Bring, did not bring me back around. But I mean, like, I don't know. Like, Will Smith, for all the cancellation, like, he's still. Will Smith, and that almost erases his complete history of corny that he was. I don't know. I know he's got a life of not being corny since, but I mean, this you know, is, he's the notorious, like, kid-friendly rapper and whatever, you know what I mean? Like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That can be, this cocksucker is, we're all taking a left, this fucking asshole's taking a right, saying this erased his corniness. This this is Philly horseshit right here. This made him legit in the streets.
This is his MC Hammer pumps in a bump.
I say more so.
I go 180 on it. I think he looked like, for years I've said he looks like a broken man that has emotional damage, and it represented it that night. I think that shows a guy that is not handling life.
Oh, no. What he did was like bitchy in his own way.
It's his wife, for sure.
It's his wife.
She sucks.
Is emotionally fucking unstable psychopath.
Yeah, for sure.
Who was in love with a gangster, lived in that fucking life, and is pretending to be some type of holier than thou princess, elite human being because of wealth and fame. Where Will put her? She's a fucking hoe. She's a dirty hoe. That if Tupac came back alive, she'd go suck his dick in a fucking Chevy.
Yeah,
and wouldn't even think twice about it.
If you watch the episode of Snoop Dogg on that Red Table Talk,
I heard about that.
I mean, when she.
Is this after?
He's so afraid. After what?
After the slap?
No.
He's afraid of her.
He's so afraid. First of all, he's dressed ridiculous. He's wearing like a turtleneck with a blazer.
He's dressed not like fucking Mr. Howell.
Yes. He's dressed like, yes, he is really. Is it, and he goes, and she's taking him, calling him to the carpet about saying bitch and everything. And he's trying to go, like, he's like, well, you understand, Miss Jada, that, you know. And Jada Pinkett's mom is sitting there looking at him, too. Like, you know, what's up, Snoop Dogg? And the fucking bald daughter also. And they're just sitting there. And she's like, but why? Why always with the B word, bitch, and bitch this and bitch that? And he's like, well, you know, it was, when I did it, it was like the I was telling a story, you know, it's about the time and the place, and that's how people talk. And then he just immediately throws Tupac under the bus. He goes, I don't know, it was like Tupac would have, like, he would make a song like Dear Mama and Keep Your Head Up, and these beautiful, this is Snoop Dogg saying this, these beautiful songs, and then he'd come right back and then do another, you know, and like, and Jada Pinkett's like, bitch, right? Say, but he goes, yeah, I don't know why he would always fall back into that. Snoop Dogg saying this.
That's so weird.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
He'll smoke weed anywhere that he go, if it's non-smoking, he'll just lit up a joint and anything he's doing publicly, except those three women, dude, are terrifying to people.
But why do you think so? Do they have control?
Because they're bald black women.
Maybe. They're untouchable.
Who is it? It's Jada?
Her mother and her daughter.
Willow.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And they sit there at a table and make like fucking stinky rich black lady faces at you.
They fucking suck. It's all money.
You have $13,000 bamboo earrings.
Oh, but, fuck her.
But the fucking grandmother is very fuckable.
Yeah, she is holding together pretty good.
Sexy.
She looks lacquered, though, like a cigar store Indian.
Yeah, nobody's saying that you wouldn't fuck any one of them.
I'd give Jada the biz.
Oh, my God. they're all gorgeous.
The little boy body.
She is gorgeous.
Oh, remember Jason's lyric?
She
showed her little titties in that. It's great.
Nice titties? Or they have a stretch mark on
them? No, little tiny titties.
I want to see that. Bring them up.
She's a little tiny.
Roadcaster. You didn't have the other thing.
The other thing that you forgot.
She's like this. There you go.
She's a little tiny titties.
Little tiny titties like this.
I love little tiny titties. No offense, Shannon.
But all due compliments, Christine.
Yes.
With your little nips and a slip.
She's got nice little tiny titties. My wife used to have little tiny titties.
Did you see her face? Look up. She just went, thank you, Bobby.
Fake titties now?
Yeah, nice one. Yeah, she got fake ones. Years ago.
She did?
Years ago.
I have no idea that you
were. She was working at a salon she did this medical laser back hair removal and vagina and women, right, when laser first came out. And the guy next door was the number one breast guy in New York. And he said, listen, she was thinking about getting, you know, breasting. He goes, I'll give you a free breast job. Just pay for anesthesia. It's like $1,000. But I gotta go on vacation. I'm going on this vacation to Italy. You gotta do my back. Laser
back.
What a deal.
But you fucking hairy back. I go, you can do his back, but if he says do my asshole, you fuck the titties. I go, no deal.
Too low.
People say I'm a good actor. That was probably the best acting I ever did. When she was like, I'm thinking of getting my breast done. I was like, no. I love the way your left tit is bigger than your right tit. And you have a little tiny boy nipple on one side and a fucking smush pancake that was burnt and melted on the other. Why would you fuck that up? But
when I was broke, I would tell Christine, because she would always bat around getting breast implants, and I would tell her when I was broke that I'm like, you don't need them. Well, yeah, I like your little titties. They're great. And then when I got some money, I was like, well, Christine, you know, if you want to get them, like, the time is now. And then she goes, no, you know what? I think I've rethought it. I like my body the way it is. I'm going to keep it. I'm like, it's cool. I mean, keep it. But yeah. The money's sitting there.
Yeah, it's in escrow.
I have it in escrow.
the guy that wound up doing her tits, he got fucking whacked. Because he had a thing where he would make girls go bigger than they should. And he had all these penthouse playmates would come in and he would make them go bigger. And he made it. So what happened was when they're too big and the skin didn't stretch, these chicks' nipples were falling off.
Oh my
falling
God.
Off?
Well, they would take the nipple off, and that's where they would go in, so you wouldn't see the scars. Yeah, Don has no scars. It's around the nipple, which looks like a fucking scar anyways, right? Not God's finest work. Around the nipple. I mean, even the nipple itself. You could have smoothed
that out.
Shannon,
be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah. But these chicks' nipples were falling off. And they just had like a mannequin tit, right?
Oh God!
And he wound up getting sued and fucking arrested.
Shannon, did they go nipple or underneath with you?
Underneath. You have fake tits?
I do. Yeah.
Fuck.
they went underneath the nipple, so the bottom half. But there, yeah, also no scar.
Yeah, no scar.
Don't they go to the armpit now sometimes?
Sometimes
the armpit. They do sometimes. Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I guess it's less invasive. But mine, like it healed up so quickly, there were no problems, so I'm good with it.
What's the lifespan on?
Except it was 42 years ago.
Don't you have to get them refilled?
It's longer now. They have the new saline, I believe it is.
Yeah.
That last
Shannon's has time. Crystal Pepsi in hers. That's how old they are.
Yeah, I got it.
Hers
is turkey gravy.
They've definitely got the tenderness down, I think, more now, because I felt even a few years ago, there's a girl that I hooked up with that had like just she had small boobs, but they got them a little bit bigger to like C's, and they're like the most rock hard now. Boobs. But just like it was like literally like stone tits.
Oh, I met a stripper like 2 weeks ago that had fake boobs that were so perfect. They were definitely fake, but like they looked like they were hanging and real. Yeah, nothing about them seemed like the basketballs.
A lot of strippers, when I used to DJ at the strip club, would go to Tijuana from California, and they would get, I mean, horrible. Like where their nipples.
Why would you go to Tijuana for breast implants?
Their nipples were like up top of the boob. Like they moved the nipple
and
up.
And the big channel between the tits.
I had a girl. I had a girl.
My ex-wife would always suggest to me, like, Carla, she's Colombian and Argentinian. Whenever it was something, I was like, man, maybe I should get like my teeth done or something. And it's like 10 grand to get like your teeth done while here in the States. She goes, we can have like $400 in Colombia. I'm like, I'm not going to some fucking hut doctor in Colombia.
Go to Honduras.
Dude, they do it. They'll
Ari Shafir got gum surgery in Peru. Yeah, like a fucking lunatic.
But a lot of people go down there and get recently. Dental shit because it's cheaper. Way cheaper.
Yeah, but cosmetic dental
Don's,
work.
Don's gonna go back down there and get a tits filled with Kool Aid and aloe vera oil,
coconut water.
Dude,
hydrate.
Don would get her. She's like, I think I want to get my boobs out.
Really?
And I'm like, ah, fuck me. What I mean?
There's loose bags now.
Yeah. What are you getting? Tig tits? I'm not fucking
tig titty tits.
You know what I mean? You look like a goat asshole.
Oh, man. empty implants? That would be fucking crazy.
I don't know what they do with that.
That's like a guy who loses a lot of weight, just had all that extra skin hanging.
They got to give you, I guess, a crazy lift, right? Did they ever tell you what you would do, Shannon, if you decided to take them out? Josh?
No, I would never consider taking them out because my boobs were literally nothing before. But if you take them out...
Did you have A's before?
I had double A.
Oh, those are great.
No, terrible.
Yeah, if you're 10.
How much did your tits hurt when you got those done then? That had to hurt, the skin stretch,
it
no?
It wasn't that bad. It was like, because they cut the muscle to put the implant in. So it was just like whenever you go to sit up or something, you don't realize that you flex that muscle. So that's what hurt for like a week. But that was it. The whole experience was very pleasant. But
I
yeah.
I should get my tits done. It sounds great.
If you left them in for a while and the skin stretched, you would have to lift it.
I'm thinking about getting a fat ass, but I can't get the listeners to pay for it. I said though, if the listeners pay for it, I'll get a fucking
I'll get a BBL.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get a Brazilian.
Yeah, you right
I'd
now.
Love,
are just
I'd love to have a
crack.
Fucking ass. Shut up, Christine. You don't dominate me. I'll get a fat ass if I want. You worried about motherfuckers seeing me with my fat ass walking around?
You do have a fat ass. You mean a bigger ass?
I mean,
I have a
flat fat, the worst kind of ass.
You have a suspenders ass?
Yes. I should be wearing suspenders. Suspenders, by the way, I wish I could go back to the 20s just so we could wear suspenders every day. You know, pants weren't supposed to fit to your waist. Yeah. That's how they were supposed to work. That's what suspenders are for.
I think I have a very bubbly ass. I have a pretty good ass.
Let me see your duker, dude. Look at that ball bag sack,
dude,
though.
That ball bag.
There you go. Feel that ass?
No. Drop it down, dude. Drop it down. You know, just give it to us. Show the top of it.
It looks like he's wearing like Capoeira pants. Yeah,
why are you wearing?
I gotta see. Get over here. I gotta see where this. I'm pulling it down a little bit because I want to see where the top starts. That's the tell. Oh, you know what, Ralph?
He's got a nice butt.
Hang on, pull this part of it. Shut up a little bit.
He's got an all right butt. Dude, that's it.
It's not a badass.
Yeah, it's not a bad.
It's comparative to mine. My back eventually just like an asshole is in the middle of my back somewhere.
Yeah, his.
Also, my ass in my 40s. I've lost a little bit of my old age, but in my 40s was even better.
He has like a Jewish camp counselor, a nice ass.
Yeah, it's a nice ass.
Dude, I got to tell you.
He's played basketball his whole life or something. Your ass looks like an asshole table.
I hate to say as I've gotten older, in pornography especially, like, I will admire a man's ass now. I'm like, damn, that's a good fucking ass.
I just want to get to a point once where I don't feel sad when I take off my clothes when I'm fucking a girl. Feel bad for the girl.
I think it's only going to get sadder as you go.
I've lost 70 pounds already, but
no, but I mean,
shut the lights out, man.
Yeah.
I still feel bad for the girl every time. Like, she's got to put up with this.
You ever do that? You just shut the lights off when she's eating under your balls. You turn her back on and go, what are you doing? Fucking loser.
I only 69, so my balls are always in their eyes. They can't see anything.
Droop them over the nose.
Every movement I make, I just continue a 69. I just hold their waist. I 69 my whole way through.
All right, before we continue, if you're an auto mechanic or a guy that works on his car or just likes to the whole car universe, I want to tell you about these guys. I see their commercials on TV, too, all the time. It's rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best possible prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. Rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, 20 fucking years, and they make it easy to find the best parts at the best possible prices. No more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, or never have quite what you're looking for after all that hassle. And they'll still charge you those storefront markups, but not at rockauto.com, where you can find everything you need easily, whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just some dude working on your car. Get the incredible pricing and the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So head on over to rockauto.com, and here is how confident they are. There is no discount code. You don't need a discount code, but tell them when you place that order that you heard about them on the SDR show. That would make us happy, that would make them happy, and that would continue to allow us to do the show for you guys. So head to rockauto.com now, and let's get back into it.
How many more days are you here, Jay?
Till Sunday, so what's today, Wednesday?
Jesus.
Friday, like five more days.
Are you staying the whole time with him?
Nah, okay. I leave on Saturday.
And Bobby, when did you get here? What do you say?
I came Wednesday.
You're leaving Monday.
I mean Monday.
And this is, did they say 20th year or
40th?
40th year. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And do you guys, we talked about this off air. You feel the energy is very different this year?
Way different. It feels like nobody's here.
Not in like a great way.
I've never been before, so I have no barometer.
It's not as, like, last time I was here, the streets were packed.
It's a little more mellow, which is
there was so much merch stuff. There was Just for Laughs everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think they had to pull it way back because they haven't made money in 2 years.
Right.
They haven't made anything.
Yeah,
so,
and maybe that's coming this week. Maybe this weekend.
I don't think they're going to. I think
we're seeing it now.
We didn't get merch. I mean, usually show up and get swag.
Yeah, we usually get a huge
bag. Like a bag full of shit.
They have, this year, all they have for us is the variety and some mints. And I opened up my mint container and there were no mints in it.
That's hilarious. Yeah. And then they had a girl. Yeah, all they have this year is a girl who meets us in the lobby with hairier legs than Josh.
Oh, yeah. She.
Motherfucker.
We were checking in the hotel and Jay just kept like poking at me. He could not take his eyes off this girl.
Wait, you have a job. Shannon, as a woman. Christina's can go to you too, to some degree. I mean, culturally or not, I mean, motherfucker. I mean, her legs, how could she feel attractive as a woman? She had dudeish, hairy legs.
Because in some cultures, like Brazilian girls, dye their hair blonde.
They don't shave it.
Okay.
They don't shave it. I was on the beach. They'll just come out with bleach and they dye their legs. So it kind of fades in.
But they shave their pussies bald?
That's
so weird. Brazil's
is,
big
Brazilian
one.
It's not a shave bald, is it?
No, yeah.
It's a strip.
Front and back.
Brazilian's supposed to be completely bald.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah. They don't shave their legs. I actually thought it was gross, but then I kind of got into it. And I had a girl one time slide. You ever do slide?
No.
I paid a girl to slide once.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
It's when they don't come over and give you a massage and jerk you off. They'll come over and they oil your body and their body. And they just slide. It's a slide massage. So you're both naked.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll roll you over and then, you know, slide
on you.
Yeah. And then kind of crank you out a little bit. It's nuts. But she had hairy armpits. French girl.
Ew.
I had a girl recently.
I loved it. At the end of it, I was like, oh, I'm fucking into this.
Stop.
I had a girl recently.
I did.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, maybe the moment got you into it.
I loved it when her cock slid into my mouth. Oh, wait.
Me and Christine hooked up with a girl who had hairy armpits and hairy legs, and I remember putting my hands on her thighs and going like, holy.
I remember the first time I saw a girl with hairy legs, I thought there was something wrong with her. Like, what?
There was.
Yeah. I was like,
she had hairy legs.
And she was like, I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this girl?
I think a lot of the younger girls now are like leaving their bushes grow and armpits. I hooked up with that 22-year-old that I was seeing for a while, and she would grow her armpit hair out. She was very attractive, but
fuck
just
that,
full bush.
Dude.
Armpit hair.
Hate it all.
But I just fucking put my face in it and smell.
I never liked it, but I got into it. I didn't mind it. I didn't fucking mind it. And I like a long nipple.
Yeah, dude. I'm with
you
on that.
When they unfold, when they take their bra off, it looks like one of those air balloons in front of a car dealership.
I was going to say, it's like when your dick's against your body in your underwear and you pull your underwear, the nipple goes like this out of the bra. Oh, yeah. There it is. It presents.
I have less opinion on nipple, but hair under the arms or legs is a huge turnoff for me. I don't think I could fuck a girl that had hairy.
I don't like a hairy.
Can I tell you what? I don't mind that.
Where it goes to their
it's hard.
Oh no, I'm not. I don't see. That's what I'm saying. People always say to me, they go, "You like a big old bush." I go, "I don't like a big old bush. I like hair on a pussy though."
I don't want the trail from the belly.
I don't like that
down. I fucking hated that.
No, dude.
Belly button down.
Yeah, she had like a little hair. She called it a happy trail.
Actually,
nothing happy about that.
Bobby, I wonder if you remember this. One of the first times we ever went to Mohegan Sun. I brought a girl with me who was Greek, and I was seeing her for a little bit, and she had a crazy unkempt bush, wild. And it was novel for a couple weeks. It was great. And then I opened for Bobby, and I brought this girl up with me to Mohegan Sun, and I was like, I did that like, oh, man, like, you know, it'd be fun and hot. Like, I should shave your pussy. And she was like, yeah, sure. So I did. And she found out that night. I had no idea. She was a projectile squirter. I mean, across the room squirter. And
the dampening agent was all
there. Literally that hair would hold in. It's insane.
Ugh.
That was crazy. I thought that was very, very quick. Can I say what I say real quick, though, I thought the slide was? Not to go back. I don't want to lose it, though. I thought it was a slide whistle. No, I thought maybe, because this is probably a decent prostitute/massage move. I thought you were going to say went, like, got on top of you, but, like, hot dogged your dick between her pussy lips. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Not going in.
I've done that.
But, like, ride you with the lips.
I've done that with the butt cheeks.
Oh.
September 11th. September 11th.
That's a nice way to honor it. That's really nice.
Never forget.
September 11th, we were shooting a TV show, and they had to put right on Jersey Shore, and they had to put us in a motel because we couldn't go back to the city. And I got hooked up with this extra, and we were just watching clips of people fucking jumping out of the building. And then we just
We could hop in that.
Yeah, we started messing around, and then she goes, "We can't have sex." And she goes, "Come here." And she just put Jergens in her butt crack, and she goes, "Go ahead." And I was like, "What?" And I just started doing it. It was the best hand job from an asshole I've ever
had. Oh, wow.
I jerked off my butt cheeks.
Oh, flat ass can never do that for you. That's the problem.
I wish, dude. I'm sorry. I wish I could do that for you.
Thank you.
It kills me that I can't do that
but
for
I
you.
I still love you, and I don't want you to ever fret about that, okay?
Just know that it pains me forever that I can't be that for you. Are you listening out there, listeners? Get me this BBL so Bobby can fucking...
Dude, put oil on your body and slide, dude.
I can give you a slide for sure. I gave Bobby a full body massage.
Dude, during tummy time, let's slide each other.
No, I gave a full body massage in the bonfire once.
Yeah, but I won something, right?
You lost, you won a
full
bet.
Full body?
Yeah.
Full.
Were you in underwear?
No, naked.
Really?
Towel?
Yeah, well, that's full. Yeah, underwear is not full. Except your butt cheeks.
If I had known about the slide, if I knew now, I knew that.
If you knew about the slide, we would have broke the table.
We would have broke the table. That thing was already pretty rickety.
If you go in for a massage, do you guys, regardless of what it is, dirty or not, do you guys go full nude?
100%.
I don't go in for massages, ever.
Now that I fucked up my back, I've been going, but I don't go full nude. I just don't want to do it to the person. I feel bad for them.
I go full nude.
So do I.
Oh, fuck yeah. I let my little pecker bounce up and down like a mouse.
I always put it between my legs out.
I don't know. I gotta say, I do enjoy the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just, I can't do that.
Just
I enjoy the porn videos of... They have, like, videos that guys taking themselves, like, going to the place and, like, the girl's whacking them off. It's pretty great.
You know what I did the other day? Because those two Spanish nurses that were coming in. I mean, not nurses.
But housekeepers?
Housekeepers.
You got to play nurses.
No, I typed in real made suck dick porn, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I found a couple good ones, like real ones.
Yeah, I know which ones are real. No. I know which ones are real.
You do?
There's a couple of realies.
Can you send me the...
sure. I'll tell you the other one's pretty good because there's a couple of real ones too.
Yeah.
Pizza Dare. That's my new thing.
What the fuck is that?
That's the girl answers the door, like an OnlyFans girl answering door for like a pizza guy. And like, some of these are beautiful girls and it's just some old Indian dude who delivers it or something, but they suck his dick and...
The dare is
sometimes perfect. The guys get a little aggressive, which is fucking kind of weird. Like they'll try to keep going. They're like, "Okay, I did that," and they're like, "Oh, come for a kiss." And they're like, "Okay, all right." Like they get him out of there.
How much we owe you again?
You mean almost rape?
yeah. But before that, it's hot. No, I always pop before the rape. Don't think I'm weird. I told you Reddit. I won't look up anything of my own name on Reddit, but I have discovered you could type in anything and there is a world of pictures or videos of it.
I have to stop.
There's one called Girls Shitting Things.
Shitting things?
Things.
Like what? Like shitting something out of their ass?
Dude, a fucking whisk. Call it whatever you want, dude. A replica Thor hammer.
So they shove it up?
No, they're shitting it, Ralph. It's already up.
Oh.
It's not girls butt fucking themselves with things. It's girls shitting things.
Shitting things. It's sexy.
Not shit. Things.
I got you. I try not to read anything anymore about me, but people will fucking DM me them anytime they're on Reddit or anything because they want me to know someone shit on me.
Oh. Is there a chance that Bobby probably, there's got to be on that site.
What's that?
Erotic fan fiction about Bobby.
Oh,
people,
I don't
right?
know. We stopped reading ours, but we should go back to it.
Yeah, but what was the site? The site has all of it.
I want nothing to do with it.
Oh, do they have me and Ralph just engaged
doing so
in
much
some vile sex?
Who's writing this?
It's a weird...
Fans, people?
It's like 100 stories now?
There's Legion of Skanks ones too, right? Yeah, stuff like ridiculous. That. Yeah.
Pretty wild.
Most of ours are just based on real life and interactions that have already happened.
This guy must have fucking wired me.
I set up the camera in the house when I was...
I go, Ralph, were you wearing a wire that day?
All right, before we go any further, you know we love these guys. You know Shannon uses this all the time. We're talking about none other... Then YoKratom, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, the world's best value in Kratom, shipped directly to your door, no questions asked. Now, if you've never heard of Kratom before, don't even listen to me. Who cares? We're not talking to you. The reason here is not to try and talk you into using Kratom. But if you're currently using Kratom, maybe you're buying at the corner store, maybe you don't know where it's coming from, Time to celebrate at YoKratom.com. Why? They're $60 kilo. It is unheard of. Direct wholesale prices shipped directly to you. High quality Kratom. We've heard feedback from all the fans and everyone at Gas Digital that loves it. It's solid. It's great quality. They have tons of different blends, and you're not going to beat the $60 kilo. So once again, go to YoKratom.com, get yourself a $60 kilo, and then thank the SDR show. All right, let's get back into it.
Figured something out, jerking off wise.
Please. Not for me, so much for Christine and Chad.
No, for other men. I don't like, as I'm older, I don't like jerking off, and I don't like the cleanup. I hate having to find the jizz wherever it went, and then.
You're still firing off like that?
Do you like aim it?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I can fire.
You just fire?
Yeah, I can fire out some.
Well, no, but I mean, when you're jerking off, you just fire out, and wherever it goes, it goes.
I get any kind of distance, Christine high fives me. She knows my sad old loads.
But I don't jerk
barely
off
make
a
it
lot.
Past the bush line.
You don't jerk off a lot.
No, I don't jerk off. But here, since I've been here, I've been jerking off like every day.
Yeah.
Because I'm in a tiny house. I can't jerk off with my son above me.
A tiny house. Yeah. Plus Ralph's head coming through the floor.
You're just banging. You're banging his.
Sorry, I stood up.
You're banging his bunk.
But I wanted to see my jizz, so I put a towel down, the long face cloth. I put it down next to me, and then when I was about to jizz, I just rolled over, jizzed in the towel. Right into it, all over, just fucking gush. And then took the top, wiped off my pecker, let it hang there for a second, got the rest of the extra jizz.
Sure.
And then I was done.
Flyaways.
Nothing left. It was perfect.
Where's the towel go? On my doorknob? It's one of the best.
A bunch of them mail to Jay once a month.
Oh, I may have never told you that.
What?
No.
I may have told you it's one of the greatest things ever. Early, Joe DeRosa was my roommate. He just moved in with me, and Bill Burr and Bobby were doing co-headlining a college. Mm-hmm. And they asked me if I wanted to come like open for them. And I was like, yeah. And then I was always trying to like get Joey in where like, he was new. So I wanted to introduce him to everybody. I'm like, hey, can my buddy come and like host or whatever? Yeah, sure. Bring him. And so we go up there. And then afterwards, we go to a strip club in Albany, I think it was. And I can only describe this strip club as like someone's house. It's like we went to a guy's house that was a strip club. It was very bizarre.
From outside, it was a storefront, like an old Subway.
Yeah.
And they closed the Subway, and they missed. But when you went in, it was like Roadhouse. It was like a lot of wood on the walls, right?
Everyone knew each other.
And they had a pit.
How'd you even find the strip club?
We were walking by, and it was like just
Cloud Nine. I still remember what it's called.
Yeah, we heard noise, but the windows were
fogged.
So we're like, this looks like a Subway, like a sub shop. And then we opened the door, and we're like, what the fuck is this?
Full nude, grimy place. Great.
Grimy place. They had a pit where the girls were. I walked up to the guy, I go, hey man, can we smoke something? He goes, fucking went over, locked the door. You can smoke now. Handed out ashtrays. And then we're all sitting there. And all of a sudden we're around the pit, and the two girls come in with a bag of dicks. And they come up with a bag of dicks and all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And they start doing stuff with each other. But as they're doing it, they're dimming the lights and the music's going down. And so the lights are coming down, the music's coming down, and just before they start like sticking shit in each other's assholes and stuff, the lights are so, they're like, the guy goes, you want those lights up? Start tipping, fellas.
Oh, yeah.
So we were like, fucking woo! And they kept doing that, and we would wait till we could fucking barely see. Guys, the ladies go on tips! And then we just start throwing money into the pit, the lights would come up, the music, they just start jamming shit into each other's mouths. It was fucking nuts.
This is maybe... It's a possibility in the first five times Bobby and Bill have ever met Joe.
Okay.
Maybe the first five times. And Joe dives right in for, I'm going for a lap dance. Well, brokest guy of the group.
Right after the end, they go, with two lap dance, you get two songs for the price of one, fellas. I don't give a fuck. I hate lap dances.
Me too.
Everybody goes upstairs. Joe and Billy go upstairs for their lap dance, you know, fucking girls. And I'm down there smoking, having a good time, right?
Because I think me and Bobby smoking.
Yeah. And this was connected to a
Well, don't. That's the end. That's where the story gets
okay,
to what
so
we're going to.
Okay, so here's the deal. All of a sudden, the girl comes down, and Joe comes down.
Okay. Well, they're in a domestic fight already. They look like they're not happy with each other.
It's like, how are you fighting with a fucking stripper? He starts yelling at him, and he goes up to the guy. Hey, man, I didn't get two songs. You know, it was like a song right. and a half. You right. said two songs for the price of one. I kind of just, can I get, I mean, what the hell, man? And she's like, he's like, what? She didn't grind on you?
On your lap. That's the line this guy committed to so hard. Well, I'm sorry she didn't just go up there and grind all over your lap.
So the gross is like, hey, man, I didn't say grind. I don't need to be grind. I'm not saying grind. Stop saying grind. And he kept saying it. What, you want grind?
He goes, oh, I'm sorry that this girl's not going to just grind all over you for $20. And Joe's eventually going like, dude, please stop. Stop saying that. I don't like this.
He made him feel like a rapist. It was so hilarious.
So we leave upon Joe's almost ejection.
Yeah.
And we pop, again, me and Joe are both broke. So the concept of buying anything in this porn store is useless.
It's connected to a porn store. Okay.
Yeah.
So the back door, strip club.
Exit through the gift shop.
Yeah, exit through the gift shop.
Yeah.
All right. So, Bobby, you know, we're all worked up. I mean, again, as the strip clubs go, in New York especially, mm-hmm. these girls were just dildoing each other. It's like rare.
So right. cool. Smoking.
So, pretty worked up, for sure. Me and Joe are getting ready to go back and share a hotel room. Bobby, again, head of technology here, laptop already on the road. He buys a porn DVD. And then he goes, all right, guys, enjoy your like room together. I'm going to go jerk off to my new porn. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, there's a knock on my door. And I open the door. No one's there. I look around, and there's just like a hand towel on my doorknob. And then I pick up the hand towel, and I go, what the fuck is this? And then the phone rings in the hotel room. And I pick it up. Bobby goes, enjoy my cum rag, you fucking idiots. And I go, like threw it at Joe. Joe slaps it down. It was so disgusting, but it was so funny.
That's hilarious.
He just left his jig on my doorknob. Somebody was going to have to touch it.
Oh, my God.
And it was fresh. We weren't in the room for more than 10 minutes. Bobby cranked it out on scene one for sure.
Oh, it was smelly. I remember that. That's what my jig was. Was it like, you know, fucking dehydrated pee yellow?
Yeah. That was when you had that good yuck.
The worst trip probably ever.
Mine was when you had that good yuck.
A regular old gas station, like in the back with folding chairs. No light show or anything. Just thought they dimmed one light switch. No DJ, just a jukebox playing music. It was the most disgusting.
Back of a gas station?
Behind the gas station.
Oh, behind it.
And it was just folding chairs, about 20 folding chairs.
Dude, I went to the Gold Medallion.
What's that?
Back in the day, in the 90s, late 90s, they had illegal strip clubs in New York. So these guys would just rent a room. I remember it was at a parking structure, attached to a parking structure on 8th Ave before 42nd Street. You'd go up the stairwell, and there's just two big black guys with metal detectors, wands, and they wand you, and then you go in. I'm with Maceo and DC Benny, and we go in, and it's a bar. It's a makeshift bar with a makeshift stage. I looked on stage. There's a chick getting finger fucked. The stripper's getting finger fucked by a dude. I go up to the bar. The bartender's getting her pussy eaten out. She's like, I'll be with you in a second, baby. She just bent over. And then I look to my right, and there's just an old white guy with sweatpants with a fucking rod. And one of the strippers is just rubbing his rod through the pants. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? He's just looking at me like, what's up, dude?
He's like,
you did it. You're here, baby. Yeah.
Who gave you the password?
Yeah. It was like a black underground strip club.
Yeah.
And I went into the back and I got a lap dance. And I remember this girl's pussy smelled so bad. It was so, it was so bad. I threw my pants out.
Oh my God!
I got back to the.
It's
room
in the material. It's in the threading.
It was like a Levi's. You know what I mean? You can see the.
Oh yeah, good dungaree. That's gonna hold. Dude. That's gonna hold that puss tank.
I remember looking down and just seeing like little stains on my.
Oh, the snail trail.
And I smelled it, dude. I was in the cab going home, and I could smell just bad puss. It smelled like snake shit. You know what I mean?
Snake shit.
A reptile. It's like reptile habitat.
Reptile.
It's like sawdust and turds.
I had no money. Like, I needed those jeans.
Well, they have those. That's another fun porn lookup that I love is and they're older videos, but they're great because they're so real. But they're New York City Underground. They call it NYC Underground, and they're called like lock-in parties or something where they'd get a big hall. Mm-hmm. It's all very black, this event. So they get a big hall, and it's just these stripper girls, and I mean some hairy pussies in these things, but cute girls, some, you know what I mean? Like all relatively attractive in some way, shape, or form. But I mean, smorgasbord, like these guys, and these guys are there dressed like for like, you know, a wearing jeans and their jewelry and everything, but it's just VHS, and they're just, one guy goes in, fucks the girl from behind, she's jacking one off and sucking a dick, and it's like conveyor, but a guy comes in her butt, then another guy puts on his condom and starts fucking. Oh. They're just, it's just like, you wonder why, like factory line.
Set, yeah.
Fuck parties. Wacky. It's pretty crazy, but I don't know why I'm so intrigued by the notion of the girl who is that disconnected from it to be like, how many guys you fucked tonight? He goes, 80? And they go, what if I told you it was 150 guys? And like, they're like, yeah, whatever. I don't know. Pussy hurts just the same either way.
I got brought to a sex party in New York probably like 6 months after moving there. And it was at this nice
by
Soho,
a former guest of the show.
Former yeah. guest of the show.
Why did your voice normal right now?
What, you want me to talk like this?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to a sex show.
That's Josh's sex club talk.
Yeah, you have a sexy voice.
I went to,
you're like this. I went to a sex party.
That was my broadcasting voice to tell the story. No, I had early shows, and she's my homie. I've known her for years when we were in LA. And I said, what are you doing tonight? She said, I'm going to a sex party. And I was like, she's like, do you want to come? I'm like, sure. So she picks me up in her Uber, and we go to this loft in Soho, and you walk in, and it's a fucking like $3 million loft probably, and it looks like it's set up like a nightclub. You walk in, there's couches, there's a place to put your coats, there's a dance floor, there's a bar. You go behind these curtains, and there's like six beds, and then two beds in the back, and everybody's like milling around, looking good. It's all attractive people for the most part. And they give this speech where the guy talks about how much money they've raised for some fundraiser thing. And it's like, and we're really going to help the world. All right, everybody, let's get to it. And everybody breaks off into their groups and starts hooking up. And I mean,
I'm all for an orgy, but at like my place.
It wasn't.
I can't even do it at a place.
You don't want to fuck on mid-century contemporary.
No, I don't. I want to fuck on my dumb bed.
And so she takes me to like,
you don't want to get your dick sucked on a papasan?
Like an ottoman.
You go, yeah, they go, hey, Christine, where's Jay? He goes, he's over there being babied on a chaise lounge. Yeah. He's getting rimmed on a chaise lounge.
Asshole lives on a swing chair.
Yeah, or with vine strings.
And they had that. They had that in the back room where they had like a cat of nine tails and somebody was like.
What did you do?
So I
put on my gimp mask and got in the box.
I was rocking and rolling.
Yeah. So, I corkscrewed in my extra long butt plug.
I stuck my dick in her ass and sang fucking shot through the heart.
I
did Bon Jovi. I sang Bon Jovi's first half of Slippery Wet Wet album.
And then when I was coming, I sang On My Way Home.
I sang Ho Sweet Home by Motley Crue right as I came. Now, she takes me to this back area, and people are like hooking up, and we start hooking up. She starts, you know, she pulls my dick out, starts giving me a blowjob, and there's like people like right next to us talking. And one of the guys, after a couple minutes, turns around. This like must be Scandinavian German, wearing like a latex lederhosen.
Yeah.
And he's just staring at me. And I am trying to do what you do when you're like in your car and a homeless guy comes up and asks for money. I'm just like, I don't see him.
You stick your dick in his mouth.
I just get in here.
You can have my jizz.
But he keeps staring at me.
I'm on my way.
He keeps staring at me, and then I kind of look over at him, and he goes, looks like you are having a good time.
Oh, that's a boner killer right there.
That's pretty cool. And then he's like,
You have a lovely figure.
No, he goes, you have a nice penis. And then he just turns around. And
I want an Oompa Loompa Daddy. I want one now.
Then after a couple of minutes, she leaves.
Nice penis. Can I kiss it?
I like a rock and roll.
Can I give it a smooch?
It reminds me of Mick Jagger's.
And it's a kiss on your dinghy.
So she after that, Then we go out to like the main area, and then there's people hooking up, and we find another spot, and then we're hooking up, and then we get absorbed by another group.
Absorbed.
There's another group, two groups like hooking up. Dude, it's just like rolls.
Oh, he belongs to the orgy now.
Don't go down that.
Oh, looks like we lost him to the orgy.
and so
dust like, cloud got him.
Just a big pile of juice rolled through the living room and got them all up in each other.
Josh, you became part of that painting or that statue behind Devil's Advocate. Yeah. Remember Al Pacino's painting came to life? Josh is part of that.
You're not wrong, no, man. No. Oh. I got absorbed. Oh,
come on. There's so many names.
Come on now. I got a 500 pocket. So when I say we got absorbed, is there's a group hooking up next to us on one side, group hooking up on the other side, and then Laura just starts like playing with some girl's pussy and then starts eating that girl's pussy and then she's eating her ass. And then this girl starts giving me a hand job and giving me a blow job. And then eventually, like, you know, you could tell that the other people were kind of as a group, and so Laura like grabbed
she was looking
hand.
At people's ass to come back
she
and make out with
me
you.
Out and she goes, that's turning into a full on gangbang. So let's get out of here. And she's like, I'm gonna get out of here, but she's like, you can stay. And I'm like, well, I don't know anybody. She's like, just hang out.
I'm gonna go to Jersey Mike's and I'll call
I'm
you after.
Blow a German guy by a bush, by the encyclopedias.
But, yeah, I'm gonna go get dubbed fucked in the ass. but you hang over here, feel free. And there's I don't know if you saw, but there's some Trader Joe's accoutrements over there.
She got
this in my IKEA meatballs.
You like Swedish meatballs? Was there a little buffet? I tell you, when me and my ex went down to that the swingers club below the strip club, my biggest memory of it, there was a dry but hitting the spot baked ziti that was available.
Oh my god, that sounds so good!
Hit the spot while we watched a lady get the bartender came out from behind to get gangbanged real quick. It was bizarre. Wow. And we were like, oh, we were talking to her. Like, she seemed like so, like, normal. Like, yeah, this is such a crazy place, right? And we're like, yeah, it is pretty weird. And then she just goes and starts getting gangbanged. And we're like, oh, that's Sharon. What happened? Sharon, you were telling us about your kids the other day. Before.
I went a really hot girl to a swing party once. And she sees a guy. We were, like, casually, barely dating. Just would go to a swing party together. And she sees some dude that just, I've been wanting to fuck that guy forever. And then just leaves me. And I'm just some dude at a party by myself. And I've known.
Oh, the guy I wanted to come is here. Yeah. You know, hold my purse.
Yeah. Me too. And I would have cock blocked her and fucked and sucked it. And you missed your opportunity again, you hoe.
Yeah. That's the worst thing, though, to be alone at this. Because when she left, she's like, just hang out. You'll be fine. You'll meet girls. Yeah. And she goes, in here, unbutton your shirt a little bit. And she put this medallion on me. And I just, like, sat in this chair like I was Tom Cruise in Interview with a Vampire. Just, like, people are funny. Just, like, a long, like, one of those. Like, a fucking, what do you call it, a rosary or something?
Cock
like,
of the week. You got the cock of the week medallion?
I got cock of the week.
Dude, there was a guy, that one time we first went down there was nobody there except a black couple who were just sort of like making out with each other. They were clearly a couple, and they were just like, I think their thing was like they were just gonna fuck down there publicly and let whoever wants to watch. But there was no one there except me and Carl, like, just like standing there, like by the ziti and the rolls, fresh rolls. Yeah, it was really. Anyway, we're having that, and we're kind of observing this thing. And there's a guy there. Now, any of these places, if you've gone before, you know, like, they're free for couples usually or some small price. But, like, dudes, it's like $150, $100.
A lot of them don't allow single dudes in at all.
Sure, but if they do, it's a money grab if you do. Because if you're having, like, a private party for that, like, guys will pay the money being, like, something's going to happen. But this guy walked around while this black couple kept starting to get into it. Like, they would just start to sink into it, and he would just, like, kind of pull his putt out of the front of his pants, and he would get, like, in a catcher's position, just, like, be behind the black dude's ass.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Doing this. And watch this black dude have to come out of, like, his sultry Nubian lovemaking to be like, yo, man, come on, don't just sit there and do that. And the guy would be like, sorry, and he'd walk away. And then he'd just stand in the corner like this and wait for him to get back into it, and then he would just come, I mean, right back to the guy's asshole again and start jerking his, and they eventually removed him, but I'm like, What a weird scene, dude. I couldn't see being like...
That guy was Joe Mackey.
And that man, Joe, went on to become Joe Mackey.
There was a dude that at that sex party, this is a regular, like, dressed in, like everybody else is wearing, like, you know, leather and lace and lingerie, and there was just a dude wearing, like...
Don Taylor, real estate agent.
Just fucking, like, just standing just watching people fucking jerking off. The funniest shit was I got recognized by somebody. Somebody came up to me and was like, hey, do you work at the Comedy Cellar? And I'm like... Yeah, and he's like, yeah, I saw you like a week ago, and he was wearing
nice
a
cock.
Yeah, like, I remember the medallion. It was really nice.
You know what happened to me when my wife was giving birth to Max? They gave her this. It's called the ribbon or something. It puts them in labor, but it makes when they go into labor, there's no worse pain.
Okay.
And I've never seen Dawn. She looked at me. She was like, Bobby, I don't know if I can do this. Tears in her eyes. I'm holding her hands, and I froze. And the nurse fucking whacked me. You can do it. You got this baby, right? And I was like, you got this baby. You can do it. Like, I didn't know what the fuck was
going on. She goes, just walk away. Suck it back up. Don't do it.
She was in so much pain. So much pain. All of a sudden, the, what's the guy? The fucking,
epidural guy?
Epidural guy comes in. Guy walks in, fucking hair out. He's got, like bracelets from marathons he did for charity. Ugh. He's got like another bracelet on his neck. He's got a little hat. Cool ass motherfucker comes in. He's like, hey, what's going on? All right, we're here.
And he put his guitar behind his back. He goes, hey, looks like we got a baby on the way, huh? Sorry.
So then he's doing up my wife's fucking badges hanging out. Tits hanging out. She's dying. And then he does the epidural. And then as he's leaving, he's like, hey. I'm like, what's up? He goes, Comedy Cellar. I'm like, yeah, but thanks. Yeah. So I hope to see you there again now that you're my wife's fucking child vag again.
It is funny having a powwow with like eight people standing around your chick's pussy in a delivery room. It's that is pretty, I mean, because it was like, there's probably about a good like 20 minutes of it just being the display and everyone popping over and be like, where are we looking at? And everyone goes, that's not how it normally looks. It's coming. That's puffed. That's puffing.
Don kicked the nurse out. When we're having the baby.
Really?
Because it was this nurse that was so sweet and so nice.
She's like, sorry, Strictly Dickly, get out of here.
She's coming in. All of a sudden, they did a switch, like in the middle of the night. And this lady's like, hi. She's just a fucking, we're never going to make it. That just shit person. So the doctor goes, it's happening now. All of a sudden, the only person there is the doctor, me, and that nurse. And she walks in. Is it happening? Don goes, I don't want her. Get her out. I want the other one. Get the other one. You had to call the other nurse back in. The shift was changed. You had to come back in. She just booted this broad out.
Not this chick.
Her energy sucked.
Oh, listen, kids, because we have to ship this back.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about parenthood, Ralph. Sorry, you're a single swinger.
Not SDR quality.
I never will.
Damn, Ralph. You don't have kid stories or good swinger stories. But I'll tell you what you do got, dude. A fat sack, dude. I don't know what's going on with those shorts. But, dude, your bag is fucking
massive.
Yeah, the only thing 52 on you, dude, is that bag.
That bag's weight.
That looks like the turkey I get every year. It's just tightly wrapped.
We got to wrap it. Speaking of wrapping, we got to wrap it up.
You want to wrap?
We're going to wrap that fat dog up.
Wrap my side time and go fuck Shannon in my room.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Yes, you know what's happening.
They have adjoining rooms, though, so neither of them can whack off. Ralph says he doesn't whack off, really, which is horseshit. And Shannon says she's never whacked off in a hotel. She finds that to be weird. I think it's the best place.
That's the only place I want to jerk off. If I could, if I could only...
Well, you live alone also, so you can whack off in bed loud whenever you want at home.
What the fuck?
It's nuts.
What's wrong?
How many years? Tell them how many years now, Shannon.
You have an ear on your pussy?
4 years and 4 months.
Why? What is it that guys are walking
like a mouse?
From?
Like they have, the mice that they rent your pussy to grow body parts on?
You have a tooth grown out of your clit? What the fuck's going on? No. What's wrong with you?
Can I just defend myself with the masturbating in the hotel room?
Yes, go ahead.
I only don't because I have this fear in the back of my mind that there's always going to be a hidden camera somewhere in the room. And
that's fair.
It's hot. It
happens.
That's it.
Yeah, there will be
that's
now.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. Fuck, just in case you whip one out and fucking brush your tooth, pussy.
You don't think I have a toilet cam you on that gas digital? On that gas digital toilet? I've toilet cammed you a bunch. I'll tell you what. For a small butthole, you cut some big logs, girl.
All right, let's wrap it up.
Thank you so much for doing the show.
Pull your shirt down. I can't stop looking at it.
Yeah, I'm going to stand up or something. I don't know what's going on here.
Now it's eye level.
Looks like fucking...
Damn, it looks like a puppet nose.
It's very big, man.
God damn it. I'm sorry.
It's like Bill Murray's fucking sack.
That's my feeling.
I don't get that, but that's awesome.
You want to do any plugs, anybody?
Yeah, like a plug those fucking bag, that bag in my mouth.
Bobby, anything you want to plug?
I'd love to take the other half of it. It fit in his mouth and plug it in my mouth.
Damn, that thing is like a giant's fist.
It really is. You could jump off a building and land on that and live.
Well, you can pogo with it.
Yeah, you got an airbag fucking sack.
BigJComedy.com. Okay, this is a loose one.
Just go to RobertKellyLive.com and come see me live.
New special coming out in September.
Directed and produced by Louis C.K.
Cool.
Nice. Josh Adam Myers on all social media. JoshAdamMyers.com for tickets and shit.
Shannon?
At Shannon Lee on Instagram, and my podcast, The Thing Is, Ding, we talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts.
And I'm going to try and suck it up and stay up for both shows tonight. That's what I'm going to try and do.
We'll take a nap now.
I'm going to have to. Follow me right. I am Ralph Sutton, my other podcast, Good Trigger Podcast. We're opening our store on 3rd and 69th Street in September. And that's everything.
It's the first worst show we're doing. It's a festival.
I know. I will. That one I know I can come to. As long as I get a little nappy time in before, I'll be all right.
That's fair.
We'll see you next time. Well, who's on STR Saturday? It is. I just saw the image.
Could our song of the week be Medium Pace? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Medium Pace.
Adam Sandler.
Is Ralph like make
Adam Sandler
not have?
Yes.
Is that what it's called? It's called
Medium Pace. Oh, Hailstorm. Hailstorm is on Saturday. All right, we'll play At a Medium Pace by Adam Sandler, and see you all next time on the STR show. Peace.
Put your arms around me, baby. Can't you see I need you so? Hold me close against your skin. I'm about to begin loving you. Spit on your hand and stroke my cock at a medium pace. Play with my balls and tell me how big they are. Honey, rub your beaver up and down my face. Sit on the corner of the bed and watch me whack off. You see that shampoo bottle now? Stick it up my ass. Push it in and out at a medium pace. Talk about your old boyfriend's dick and how big it was. Now shave off my pubes and punch me in the face. Oh, darling, make me push my dick and balls back between my legs. Call me an ugly woman and take my picture to show all the people you act worth. Pull up my scrotum and take the shampoo bottle out of my ass. Pretend I'm the pizza delivery guy and watch me whack off. Strap on a dildo and make me give you head. Tell me to slow down and do it at a medium pace. Oh, I feel so humiliated. I'm about to blow my load. You tell me it's time to make love, but now I can't, cause I spewed all over myself. Then you look into my eyes, and you realize how much I enjoy loving you. Whoa. I'm so sorry I spunked on my stomach. Maybe next time I'll be better at loving you.
You've been listening to the SDR Show.